This is the water umbrella. It uses water to protect you from the rain. So I'm not getting wet right now.
Okay, so it's just starting to rain. Let's just turn on our water umbrella. And you can see that underneath, I'm completely dry. So let's see if this can actually deflect the rain with water spraying out the sides. Who cares about the people around me? I'm dry underneath with my water umbrella.
Now, before we test out our water umbrella, let's talk about why on earth I would ever have the urge to make a water umbrella in the first place. It all started with an insane Kickstarter called the Air Umbrella. This was a failed Kickstarter that became a famous meme on the internet due to a very dedicated backer named Michael. He religiously commented asking for a refund for years to no avail. A few years ago, I made a video showing how the air umbrella is pretty impossible. You can blow away small drops, but it takes basically a leaf blower to power it. But the insanity didn't stop there with that video. I got more comments from people who were not satisfied with the air umbrella. They wanted to see if it was possible to use a fire umbrella instead. So I made a propane-powered fire umbrella that blew fire out in 360 degrees. This also didn't work. It made hot water fall through, but didn't come anywhere near vaporizing the water before it went through. In both of these devices, the water always wins. Well, recently I got an amazing idea from a comment in the fire umbrella video. What if you made an umbrella out of laminar flow water spraying out in 360 degrees? Would that work? The first thing that came to mind that usually makes water spray out in all directions is if you've ever turned on your sink faucet and there's a spoon in the sink. It sprays everywhere. And spoons actually work really well for this. But the problem is the spoon's connected from the side, and that causes water to drip down onto you below. So instead, I fastened a small plate to some aluminum that feeds through the center of a pipe, so the water can spray out in all directions with no handle on the side. And this actually worked perfectly. Okay, so to be testing this, I have some black water here. You can see that when it drips on the ground, we can tell where it drips. So we can delineate what water is the rain and what water is our umbrella. So first, let's start on the lowest setting and see if any water gets through when I drop it from above. The preliminary test actually looked pretty good when I dropped the black water above it. You can see that it gets deflected and our test subject remains dry inside. You can see the black drops get deflected and pushed off to the side. But these drops aren't moving very fast. I'm dropping them right above the umbrella. So let's drop them a bit higher now. So with dropping them higher, they easily go right through the stream. Okay, so this isn't high enough flow. Let's turn it up a little bit more and see if we can deflect the drops. So I'm gonna drop them a little bit higher to see if they can get some decent speed on them before they drop through. At this height, the drops are going about half of their terminal velocity, so they're not even full speed, but they can break right through the stream still. Now let's try it with full power.